We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Terrible jokes coming your way in about 40 minutes because today is National Tell-A-Joke Day. A couple of stories just to bring to your attention before we get to the topic du jour, French for topic of the day. From Fox Weather, a scary moment occurred when two bison started fighting at Yellowstone National Park in Wyoming. As a number of people watched in awe, the incident that occurred about a week ago began when the two massive bison butting heads in the middle of the road temporarily stopped traffic as several visitors to the park are seen watching from the side of the road.
Closely.
Two visitors eager to film the bison brawl on their devices got a little too close as others are heard on camera telling them to back up and, quote, "they will kill you." "Holy crap, look at this power," one person is heard commenting in the video.
"Let me get right up and see it."
Video of the bison fight was filmed by Cindy Schaefer, who is known for routinely capturing video from the park.
Okay.
Authorities are warning you to back up.
You know, three people in July alone were gored by bison at Yellowstone.
Is she also known for getting too close to the bison?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. Okay, we have an update on the alligator death in Sun City, Florida. Not to go all when animals attack during this hour.
South Carolina.
But we have to do it. Sorry, Sun City, I think Florida. It was South Carolina. We do know now she was 88 years old. And I had said to Scott yesterday, you know, it's possible this woman like had a heart attack and the gator just got her post-medical emergency. I don't think that's what happened here. Again, Sun City, this is near Hilton Head, South Carolina. 88-year-old woman has been identified as the woman killed by an alligator, quote, after she slipped into a pond while gardening in an adult living community. It was 11:15 Monday morning. Authorities were called to Sun City Hilton Head on reports of an alligator guarding a woman's body near the lagoon. Somehow, this poor woman was gardening near the lagoon, slipped into the pond. Scott, the alligator has been removed and euthanized. I know it drives you nuts when they do that.
Why?
A victim identified sweet woman Nancy Becker.
I am sorry that Nancy Becker lost her life slipping into a lagoon while she was gardening. But why are we killing the animal for being an animal? You read these stories and you know these things drive me insane. When a lion kills a human or something at a zoo or in the wild, they kill the lion or a bear. We kill the bear. For what? For being a bear?
There are two sets of warnings that come with this story. One of them is avoid heavy vegetation in or near the water's edge. Don't go near the water with pets or children. Because, quote, large alligators do not recognize the difference between domestic pets and wild food sources. They just don't.
No, they're not the brightest things on the planet.
There are also, I believe, a couple of signs around this lagoon warning of
course
of gators.
There's gators all over down there.
I'm sorry, but I would not live. I would not buy a house anywhere near where they post signs saying, beware of alligator.
Okay, I respect gators. I'm also fascinated by them. I've been around them quite a bit because, you know, my grandparents, I grew up summering in Biloxi.
Kinfolk.
They are down there. There's a lot of them down there. That's why people have lanais in their backyard so they can sort of let their small animals like dogs feel like they're outside when they're not. Because if you let your small dog outside in gator country.
Chomp.
Yeah. But they don't. I would never say I wouldn't live near gators. They don't bother you unless you go too close to the water. And on a golf course, you go into the water to get your ball by a nest, you will come out with fewer digits than you went in.
If you come out at all.
If you come out at all.
Ask Miss Becker.
God bless her.
Really?
I love this. Get immediate medical attention if an alligator bites you. Thank you, News Channel 11.
Yeah, are they the same people that told me to basically stand still and slowly walk away if I'm being attacked by a shark? Or whatever the hell that advice was.
And do not look it in the eye.
Yeah, don't look it in the eye. Don't hit it on the nose. I am going to flail.
Just swim away slowly.
Slowly and gently. If you're being attacked by a shark, just do a brisk paddle away.
Have you seen the video of the sharks underneath the tubers?
No.
Oh! This is in, Sam, is it Long Island? Long Beach.
I don't know.
Anyway, somewhere in New York. This drone footage this week, Google it. It's drone footage.
What is it?
What looks like a shark the size of Jaws is swimming around and under. There's a dad with a little child on a tube. There's like a kayaker. There's people just waiting out there.
Tubers.
Yes. Okay. And from, I'm almost positive it's off the, it's near Long Island. You can see this enormous shark just meandering right in between them like you would see in the scene of Jaws, and it's right there and they have no idea.
Okay, I'm gonna have to look for this.
It's crazy.
But back to the gator advice, that doesn't make any sense because when you get bit by a gator, it's not the bite that hurts you. It's the fact that they pull you into the water and then spin around relentlessly you stop moving.
They body roll you.
Body roll, that's right. Do you hear about the kid who lost a limb, 10 years old, at Key West?
No.
This happened like this week.
No, but I found the shark footage. Stand by. Look how close it is to these people. Lost a limb from a shark?
Shark bite. Yeah, shark bite. 10-year-old kid. I think leg.
Oh, God.
Man.
I'm telling you, I don't know if it's more prevalent right now or if it's just because when it makes the news, it's such a big deal. Because it really feels like to me there's been a lot of these in the news cycle lately.
No, it really is a thing, and it's probably, I don't know, it hasn't been studied, but it probably has to do with the fact that there weren't people on the beaches every single day for 2 years, and so the sharks were like, cool, let's go play.
Okay, I'm showing Scott, wait.
Oh, yeah, those aren't tubers, those are swimmers.
And look at the size of the shark. It is straight out of a scene from Jaws.
Hey, guys. That's a woman and a man. They look like a middle-aged couple.
And they have no idea. The thing is just right there, Sam.
There's also a video out of New York of a guy pulling a shark onto the beach by its tail.
That's not deep water.
I know.
They're only in up to their waist.
They're in up to their waist, and the sharks just go. I'll post this on social, because if you haven't seen it, there's the little girl on a tube. They're just like, do-do-do-do-do. You're about to lose your legs.
Do they hunt down and euthanize the sharks, too?
If you can get a drone camera on these things, is there not some warning system on beaches right now?
Well, there's not a speaker on a drone.
Well, I know, but there has to be the technology to say, here we go. The number of U.S. shark bites is up 42% from 2020.
And by the way, there are warning signs on the beach. It says sharks.
No, Sam. I want a warning that it's about to kill you. We can see it with a drone.
Okay. Okay. You know, Carrington next door just got back from Cancun.
Yeah.
Do you know how many times he stepped in the ocean? Zero.
Because of the shark bites?
Well, because he's afraid to go in the ocean.
Well, you watch that video, it's not going to help the cause. There's stealth.
Here's a story for you today, Dana. The PGA is calling on Tiger. Tiger Woods will meet with many of the tour's top players today at the BMW Championship as the PGA decides the next steps in its conflict with LIV Golf. Quoting here from Alan Shipnuck with Firepit Collective, I'm hearing PGA Tour player meeting regarding LIV is going to be a banger. Supposedly everything is on the table from major championship boycotts to Monahan's future to larger compromise, and Tiger Woods is expected to fly in to provide counsel.
Wait, so this is the players asking to meet with Tiger? Or the asking Tiger to meet with the players?
That,
What's going on here?
The PGA asking Tiger to meet with the players to tell them, hey, hold the line. Let's quit jumping ship here for $100 million, says the guy who's worth over a billion.
Right, right.
They want him to be the team captain.
Basically, hey, guys, don't go anywhere.
Yeah, I'm team PGA. This is why. This is what we know behind the scenes about what's going on over at LIV. It's probably not going to last forever. Then your career is going to be not what it was when you were over here. They want a team leader.
Has the PGA considered not being so aggressive in suspending all of the players who go play for LIV?
I have no idea.
Just let them play where they want to play?
I wish I made tens of millions of dollars to play that game every year, but I do not.
No, none of us do. Terrible jokes coming your way at 4:45 this afternoon when we get back.
Yep. Veteran says he's disabled. Ooh, I'm disabled. I can't walk. I've got muscle spasms. He now faces up to 20 years in prison.
Mm.
We'll tell you about the quote scam and how he got caught straight ahead.
We don't normally do this on the Dana and Parks program, but we will try to find a missing dog next hour.
Yes, we will. Mabel, we're coming, sweet baby. Craziest damn story I ever heard, and we'll bring it to you straight ahead.
Yeah, I know we're a town of 2.5 million people, and that's finding a lost dog is normally small-town radio kind of stuff, but this story is interesting as hell. We'll get to that in just a little bit. But first, this story from KCK, where a federal jury has convicted a Greeley, Kansas veteran of wire fraud and theft of government funds in charges related to a scheme to defraud the Department of Veterans Affairs out of disability benefits. His name is Bruce Hay, 53 years old, U.S. Army vet, and a former resident of nearby Osawatomie. And according to court documents and evidence presented at trial, he fraudulently misrepresented and exaggerated the extent of symptoms related to a purported conversion disorder diagnosis and received disability benefits he was not entitled to, according to the complaints. Hay claimed, well, he was convicted, so I don't have to say according anymore. Hay claimed that he had constant jerking movements, tremors, head bobs, and could walk only with the use of a walker. Could not engage in basic activities, Dana Wright.
Well, like couldn't dress himself.
Bathing, going to the toilet. During VA examinations, he faked and exaggerated physical symptoms, displaying a significant limp, some muscle spasms, head bobs, all the stuff that we were talking about. Immediately before and after these examinations, he used a walker that he did not normally use outside of the VA. Information collected through surveillance, video footage,
they
photographs.
They surveilled him like Stan Kramer.
Testimony from community members and other evidence showed that Hay's claims of mobility limitations were simply false. Hayes, without help, engaged in residential construction. He threw bales of hay on the backs of moving trucks, hunted deer, drove his car.
Wait, who throws bales of hay on the backs of moving
he
trucks?
He does. He does, Sam. Because there's absolutely nothing wrong with him. And I want to know, let's look up how prominent is the VA health system fraud. Because we normally hear about this with, like, workers' comp, where the fraud is rampant, where somebody says, oh, I can't move my head. And, you know, then you catch them, like, you know, slalom skiing the next day. With the VA specifically, what is so unusual about this case to me is that instead of a slap on the wrist and you've got to pay some money back and maybe you get a six-month suspended sentence, he's looking at 20 years.
He did take in benefits about nearly $500,000.
Not denying it. You still would never see a 20-year sentence for something like that if it was just workers' comp.
No, in fact, you mentioned yesterday on the program when we were talking about the story near the end of the show, you mentioned Stan Kramer, and you did it just a moment ago as well. Stan Kramer, formerly of Channel 5, probably had his biggest story back in the 1990s. Just a little bit of history here, kids. Back in the 1990s, there was a superintendent at the Kansas City, Missouri School District named Walter Marks. And Walter Marks had decided he needed to take some time off from his job as superintendent, but still receive pay because he was suffering from some sort of physical disability. And Stan Kramer at Channel 5 at the time followed Walter Marks down to a home in Florida where he and a cameraman literally hid in the bushes and filmed Walter Marks chopping wood.
Keep in mind, as soon as that guy, his plane landed, the second his plane landed, he took the cane. Oh, I got to leave town. I got to have my cane.
Feeling good.
Tossed it in the trunk and rode off into the sunset.
That's right.
You know, and then started doing 100 push-ups. So what is different about the VA system and specifically VA fraud? I mean, I guess that's taxpayer fraud.
But so was Walter Marks's money was taxpayer money.
20 years? I'm not saying he shouldn't go away.
It seems a little hefty.
You're never going to see the $500,000, by the way.
No, probably,
that's gone.
It's probably half spent. I love that he would walk into the VA with a walker, and then the government filmed him throwing hay bales onto the backs of moving trucks, doing residential construction. This guy's 53 years old. He's a pretty strong guy. He was out hunting deer. He's from Osawatomie, U.S. Army veteran. And he was able to defraud the VA out of $450,000.
How long did it go on?
It doesn't specify how long this went on. Suffice it to say, if he got $450,000 from the VA, it went on for a while. It doesn't say. Said he couldn't even go to the bath. I mean, he had trouble bathing himself, dressing, eating.
Okay, so then the question becomes, how easy is it to convince a doctor that you are so gravely disabled you can't bathe yourself or take care of basic hygiene when clearly there's nothing wrong with him?
Well, that's a big issue because pain is hard to prove.
Mm-hmm.
Well, pain is subjective entirely.
It is, but Sam, like, what was go back over some of the things he was saying he couldn't do, the muscle spasms.
He had head jerks, muscle spasms. Could barely walk.
Wouldn't
said he had trouble bathing.
Wouldn't your CT scans and your MRIs and your blood tests all come back totally fine?
Well, yeah, but to Sam's point, and he's right, and my wife deals with this stuff all the time because she has people come in for workers' comp stuff. You can't judge someone else's pain. It's a subjective thing.
It's been a big issue with the opioid epidemic because people go in and they say, well, doc, I'm still in an incredible amount of pain. And doc says, okay, and then ups his dosage. And eventually the doc is like, really? Are you still in that much pain, man? What's going on? But they can't exactly deny it because they can't prove one way or the other.
Somebody says on the text line, we see this all the time in the airline industry. We call it jetway Jesus. People will say that they are injured. They need help. They pre-board all the time in order to get a better seat. And then once that plane lands, they're miraculously healed. They've met Jetway Jesus. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798, 586-7798. We'll get to your calls and your comments here in just a moment. Sam, Stevie, Dana Wright. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Lean on Me. Wow. Telephone number here is 913-586.
Hey, sometimes in our lives, we all have pain.
I'm sorry. Jetway Jesus is the funniest damn thing I ever heard in my life.
It's so funny. It's a miracle. Ryan in Lawrence, we got terrible jokes coming up in 10 minutes. Hello.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime.
Quite a lead-in segue there with Bill Withers, right? Okay. All right, Scott and Dana, I have something I wanted to say to each of you. Dana, I understand your point of view about how it's not possible that this guy could deserve 23 years for his stupidity and fraud behavior. But the problem here is it goes back to what you said, Scott. This guy did not. This was not chump change that he stole. $450,000 to $500,000. Yeah. I mean, that is one's lifetime of savings, or who knows? It's like 20 to 30 years. People like you and me put in for, you know, our 401ks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's not chump change, folks.
Here's another one from the Miami Herald 2 hours ago. A Florida bodybuilder has landed prison time for his $245,000 in disability fraud on the VA. He falsely claimed PTSD and physical disabilities left him so weak he couldn't lift 10 pounds. He's a bodybuilder.
Man. Dummy.
Didn't take long to figure that out. Look at him.
He can't. That guy can't lift 10 pounds?
That's what he claims, Scott.
And where did those muscles come from?
Not sure.
PTSD is, man, how did they say he falsely claimed? How do you prove someone doesn't have PTSD?
I don't think you can, but you can certainly prove the other laundry list of disabilities he claimed to have.
Right. Especially this, the I can't lift 10
pounds.
Listen
to this. A review of publicly accessible social media and web pages showed that he graduated as a personal fitness trainer in 2016, competed in a bodybuilding competition in 2019.
By the way, a good way to test if somebody has PTSD would be to sneak up behind them and shoot a gun.
That is not funny,
well,
then, no.
Do not
and
do
his
that.
His wife
but,
posted photos and videos of themselves working out, and here we go. Barton lifting weights, sometimes more than 600 pounds.
Well, see, but these people are dumb. And he's posting stuff online, and the federal government has people that look into these fraud cases, and all they have to do is go to your Facebook page.
Barton, this is the guy's name, began lying about erectile dysfunction, post-traumatic stress syndrome.
How do you disprove the erectile
dysfunction? Incontinence. Trouble sleeping, and other ailments in 2012. He later admitted that he not only faked disabilities, he was never in combat.
Wow.
That would not have been hard to prove.
It would not have been hard to investigate.
Do they check anything, or do they just take people's word for it?
Well, I think in the beginning, they probably take your word for it, Sam, and then it doesn't take long before somebody realizes, hey, you know, Sam here is living scot-free, basically making money off the government, and I see him at the gym all the time. I would imagine a lot of these cases start with people complaining. Keep in mind, with the guy from Osawatomie, Bruce Hay, one of the sources of their information was testimony from community members.
Barton claimed he was so weak he could not lift 10 pounds and even dropped a book during an exam with a doctor to back up his claims he was so weak.
I mean, it's funny, but it's not funny.
I question it because do we not have more robust testing in the first place?
To Sam's original point, pain is subjective. What I think hurts,
weakness
you may not.
Weakness is not.
Well, but if I tell you I can't lift something, like I can't lift this pair of eyeglasses, Dana, prove to me that I'm faking this as I try to lift this pair of glasses.
Quoting here from a prosecutor, one inherent problem with the Veterans Administration Benefits Administration, one that they must contend with, is that they operate on an honor system with its veterans. a prosecution, a sentencing recommendation filing read. The VA VBA will always err on the side of the veteran because its historical mission and purpose is to reintroduce the veteran into society after having served our country, making the veteran whole again.
Mm-hmm.
For this guy, he was never in combat.
Right.
So how do you claim you can't lift a book of 10 pounds? And I'm not saying you can't get hurt on the job in other ways, but if you're never in combat and you're claiming PTSD,
right,
there's no red flag system for that?
Well, I don't know, Dana, but you're dealing with a gigantic bureaucracy. I mean, think about at any given time, there are 1.5 million people in the service. Okay? And think how many thousands get out or retire every single year. Tens of thousands. And some of them don't need the benefits of the VA, and some do. Ed in Smithville. Ed, hello.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Well, we're doing quite well. Thank you for asking.
Say, I want to give you a little inside baseball. I grew up in Leavenworth, and this is pretty common. We used to call them triple dippers.
Oh.
So you get a military guy that gets his 20 years in. If they're onto this scheme, the first thing they'll do is put in for their VA disability. Once they get that, be it real or not real, say they get it, say an officer with 20 years can go get a corporate job, work long enough to get his Social Security check, which is totally separate from the VA disability. So in the end, they're going to get their retirement military check, their VA disability check, and their Social Security check.
Ed, and is it Social Security fraud if the original filing was fraud?
I think so, but Dana, if here's the caveat.
Well, one would have to flow from the other.
It's separate. You get both. And here's the caveat is if you have 20 years in the military, you are like almost guaranteed not to get investigated. You look at these cases that these guys have cheated. Most of those people might have one or two. There's a case where a guy got, I know a guy in Leavenworth that went to boot camp and gets a disability check.
Okay.
It's crazy. Hmm. But, to end this real quick, I fish in a fishing club and there's this guy that he put his 20 years in and he's jumping all over the boat like a monkey, and he's bragging about, man, I'm disabled, I'm retired. And I said, you know, we're fishing, he's got a limit. And I said, man, how's your back? He's like, oh, it hurts. I'm like, really?
Okay.
All right, man. No, appreciate the call. Thank you for it. So anyway, Bruce Hay, we'll keep you updated on this story, faces up to 20 years in federal prison. He's currently 53 years old. If he gets the 20 years, obviously, he would be in his mid-70s by the time he gets out. We were telling you earlier this hour that horrible story out of South Carolina with the woman who was killed by the alligator, the 88-year-old. Another story out of South Carolina where a 5-year-old was playing in his yard when a lawnmower ran him over. He is seriously hurt. The child was flown to a Charleston area hospital after the accident on Saturday, according to the Berkeley County Sheriff's Department. Deputies were called to a home at 5 o'clock in the afternoon at Lake Moultrie Drive in Bonneau, roughly 40 miles north of Charleston. The child's parents told officials their son had been playing in the yard while his dad was cutting the grass. The 5-year-old came out of nowhere before his dad saw the child's hand fall underneath the lawnmower. Ugh. What the hell is going on? Not good.
Do your girls mow your lawn?
No, they do not.
Okay. I have always preferred that Chris mow the lawn.
That's fine.
Until he has a heart attack.
No. He enjoys getting out and, you know, I enjoy putting the earbuds in and doing it. But I went to college with someone who lost her foot because the grass was slick and her foot slipped under the push mower. You know, it's got that little flap.
Yeah.
Her foot slipped under it.
Oh.
Yep.
I had a terrace growing up, and when I started mowing, it was you only go up the hill with the mower. You go down the side and then down the driveway and then up the hill. You're not going down the hill with the mower.
Oh. Okay.
Tune in the final hour of the program. And if you're listening on podcast, it will be the fourth and final hour. We are going to help find Mabel. Mabel was stolen. The Mission Police Department has a photograph of the suspect. If you are in the local pet rescue community or the softball competitive community, because we believe the shirt he is wearing in the very clear surveillance photo, if you're in the softball community, we believe that you might know who this is.
Mm. And before we get to terrible jokes, this story from Channel 5, for some, it is good news. For others, it is bad news. But either way, the pilot program is ending in Leavenworth. There will be no more bird scooters there after September 9th.
Okay.
The city of Leavenworth said in a Facebook post yesterday that Bird had notified the city that it plans to end its pilot program there. Bird apparently thanked the city for partnering with them and expressed some hope for partnering again in the future. Listen.
Interesting choice for the pilot program.
Yeah, listen. I spent quite a bit of time in Leavenworth outside of the walls of all the penitentiaries in the area. I could have told you, and this is nothing against Leavenworth, but I know Leavenworth. Leavenworth is not where you test pilot a bird scooter system.
How many bars are there downtown? Three?
Yeah, three or four.
You know, another city just came out and said we're putting the kibosh on it because they look like crap. They're dumped all over in bushes and sidewalks all over the city. It just looks bad.
And quite frankly, I don't understand why we're doing this. What's the point of the bird scooter? In a perfect world, you know, people would use them sober.
The orthopedic surgeons love them.
Yes. In a perfect world, people would use these bird scooters sober to get around on the plaza and go from this store to that store, and then we'll ride it back to the parking garage. That's not what they're being used for.
Well, and it makes sense in cities with big downtowns because, say, you're in Power and Light and your friends are in the Crossroads and you're still sober and you want to go from A to B. Well, we have the light rail, but beside that point, if you want to hop on a bird scooter, it's a 5-minute bird scooter ride rather than a 30-minute walk, right? But right. In a place like Leavenworth, everything that you're going to want to go to is pretty much walking distance unless you're getting in your truck and leaving the area.
Yeah, what are you going to work up at the fort? And I live down in Lansing. I'm going to take a bird scooter from the fort to Lansing? I mean, give me a break. That's dumb. Terrible jokes are coming up next because today is National Tell-A-Joke Day. So get your terrible jokes in. If you don't know the rules, they have to be terrible but airable. Send in your terrible jokes to the text line now. You have a couple of minutes. 913-586-7798 is the text line. 586-7798. If you have a terrible but airable joke, Terrible Joke Tuesday on this National Tell-A-Joke Day is up next on Dana and Parks. Forty-five years ago today, Elvis Presley died. Or did he?
I still haven't seen that movie.
We haven't either. And it's now, you can now watch it at home. Obviously, you have to pay for it. We almost started it the other night, but didn't.
Priscilla said it was tough to watch because she lived it, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. It is time now for Terrible Joke Tuesday on this National Tell-A-Joke Day. If you're not familiar, your joke has to be airable, but it has to be terrible. The text line is the same number as the phone in line. It's 586-7798.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam, what's going on over there, buddy?
Did you hear about the people spraying body spray in their mouths?
No.
Yeah, it made the smell better, but now they have a different accent.
Hey, Scott, what's a lawyer's favorite drink?
I don't know.
Subpoena colada.
Wow.
From 0031. Hey, Sam over there.
Oh, yes, Scott.
Why does Han Solo love gum so much?
I don't know.
Because it's chewy.
Hey, Sam. Imagine if you walked into a bar and there was a long line of people waiting to take a swing at you.
Yeah.
That's the punchline.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
What kind of tea is the hardest to swallow?
I don't know what kind of tea is the hardest to swallow.
Reality.
Hey, Dana over there.
Reality?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Scott.
Thank you. How do you throw a party in outer space?
I don't know. How do you throw a party in outer space?
You plan it. Get it? Planet?
Yes.
Never
mind. Hey, Scott.
Sam.
How do snails fight?
I don't know.
Yeah, they slug it out.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Dana.
I was super excited to hear that Apple might start selling its own cars.
Oh.
And then I heard that it wouldn't support Windows. So I'm not going to buy one, Scott, because it doesn't support Windows.
Okay, just because I explained one joke doesn't mean you guys have to explain all the jokes, okay? Hey, Sam.
Yes, Scott.
Did you know dogs cannot operate MRI machines?
I had not heard, no.
Yeah, but cats can.
Did I tell you, Sam, the other day I tried attaching a light to the ceiling?
Really?
I stopped. I was afraid I would screw it up.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Scott.
How does a tree feel in the spring?
I don't know. How does a tree feel in the spring?
Relieved.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Dana.
Did I tell you I had a job interview the other day and they asked me if I could perform under pressure? I said no, but I can perform Bohemian Rhapsody.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
Did you hear about the guy who quit his job at the shoe disposal plant?
Oh. No.
Yeah, it was soul destroying.
Oh. oldie buddy goodie here on the text line from 5372. Hey, Sam.
Yes.
Why can't you hear a pterodactyl go to the bathroom?
I don't know.
Because the pee is silent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hey, Dana.
Yes.
Two guys walked into a bar. The third guy ducked.
From 0479. Hey, Dana.
Yes.
Why do bees have sticky hair?
Why do bees have sticky hair?
Because they use honeycombs.
Sam, did I tell you my doctor told me I was going deaf?
No.
The news was hard for me to hear.
Huh?
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Dana.
Did I tell you I'm reading a horror story in Braille?
No.
Something bad is going to happen. I can just feel it.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Hey, Sam.
You're on a roll. What's up, Dana?
During my calculus test the other day, I had to sit between identical twins.
Really?
It was super hard to differentiate between them.
Hey, Dana.
Math jokes, people, yes.
Do you know 5/4 of people admit that they're bad at fractions?
No.
Hey, Sam.
Yes, Scott.
Sundays are always a little sad, you know that. But the day before is a Saturday.
Hey, Sam.
Yes.
I built a model of Mount Everest, and one of my kids says, is that to scale? And I said, no, it's to look at.
And with that, we end. The news is next here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.